You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all breaking.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on this edition as we look ahead to the racing on Saturday. And it's a good day of racing. It's Saturday. We've got the Tolworth Hurdle meeting at Sandown, Grade 1 action to come on their card, and the added bonus of the rearranged Welsh Grand National fixture. Hopefully Chepstow will pass their morning inspections and will be away with the Grand National fixture, the Welsh Grand National fixture at Chepstow on Saturday. Alongside Sandown, we've also got Wincanton and Lingfield in the afternoon. There's an Irish card over at Cork and we've got evening racing from Kempton. Sam Norris sitting in presenter's chair and joining me on today's edition. What a pleasure it is to be joined by Mr. Luke Elder.
I'm doing these more frequently now.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not sure if I've earned it or does no one else wants to do it. More the latter.
Yeah.
We'll see. Wonderful to be here.
Good. If it makes you feel better, you can pretend that you've earned them. Pretend that this is like a promotion for you, only it's more work and no more money.
But then if you earn it, then that means that more's expected from you.
That's so true.
And I just don't like the pressure.
You like to keep a low bar.
Exactly. That's why I'm such good friends with James Milman.
Okay.
Just because he expects nothing from me.
Yeah.
It's a happy medium.
Yeah, that's fair enough. A minute 44 into the podcast, then you've managed to mention James Milman.
It's not a record.
Oh, okay.
It's not a record.
I'm not entirely surprised. It's a good day of racing on Saturday, Luke, and hopefully, weather permitting, we'll get to see some jumps action, which we've been bereft of Thursday and Friday. We've had just the one National Hunt meeting the last 2 days.
Yeah, today, as we speak on the Friday, I was in the William Hill TV studio, and myself and Leona Mayer have had one meeting to cover all day, being Southall.
Mm.
And it's as much as I enjoy Southall, it's not been the most exciting of afternoons.
Yeah, it'd be great if we can get all meetings underway on Saturday.
Yeah, fantastic. I think Newcastle are inspecting for their Sunday meeting.
They are. Yeah.
I imagine Plumpton will be like a quagmire on Sunday as well. They got the Sussex National there.
Yeah.
So hopefully all goes ahead this weekend, but it's going to be hard work for all.
Mm, yeah, definitely. So should be a good weekend of racing though, Luke, particularly at this time of year as well, which we generally associate with a little bit of a lull before the big spring festivals. Mm.
But yeah, well, it's made better this time around, isn't it? Because usually we'd just be looking forward to the Tolworth Hurdle and the Veterans Chase, but now we've got the Welsh National to go forward, and the Grade 1, the Juvenile, the Finale over at Chepstow as well. Obviously, the Christmas period's loss is our gain for this weekend. It's going to be a good weekend of racing. We've got the Lanzarote next week as well. We've got a lot to look forward to. Obviously, we've got the big Irish meeting as well, start of February, to really look forward to
Leopardstown,
as well, that I think I might be heading over for as well, which I'm very much looking forward to. So it is better this year, I think, than it has been in recent times anyway.
Hmm. Interesting, you mentioned the Veterans Chase there. Was having a little bit of a discussion this morning regarding the massive difference in prize money between this Grade 1 Tolworth that we're going to preview in depth in a few moments' time and the Veterans Chase finale, which is a series final. There should be a good pot on offer. It's been very, very popular to see these veteran chases. They've been a roaring success, but the difference in prize money between that and the Grade 1 that precedes it is a little bit staggering.
It's embarrassing, isn't it, really? I mean, we saw the Challo Hurdle, obviously a Grade 1 over Christmas. That's worth, I think, 22.5 grand. So that's worth less than the Tolworth Hurdle to Poetic Rhythm, Fergal O'Brien, and I think the Yes No Wait Sorries that won the race. Which, if you win a Grade 1, you win that. Obviously, you've got the prestige of winning a Grade 1, which is fine, but then you're winning 22.5 grand for now having to carry a Grade 1 penalty for a fair time. It's the same in this at Sandown. It's a good race at Tolworth this year, I think. There's some decent horses in it, in the contest, but you're winning still under £30,000, whereas the Veterans Chase is worth, just at a glance, almost 62,000.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a handicap. It's a high-class handicap. But you could argue one of two things, that there should be more money in the Tolworth Hurdle or the Tolworth Hurdle shouldn't be a Grade 1. I love the Tolworth Hurdle. I think it should be a Grade 1, but I think there should be a heck of a lot more prize money. It should be supported a bit more, much like the Challo Hurdle.
It seems more likely that they'd downgrade it to a Grade 2, given that it's not one of the premium Grade 1s of the year, albeit some reasonably good horses have won it in the last few years, Luke.
Yeah, I mean, it surprises you how good the horses have been that have won. I mean, the last three winners are all Grade 1 winners subsequently, in the sense Phineas Oscar won at Aintree, York Hill obviously is York Hill, Lamy Surge won the French Champion Hurdle last year as well. Then we've got Royal Boy, who we never really saw the best of after he won at Kempton, it was, when it was rearranged. Melodic Rendezvous was a very good horse in his pomp. Captain Conan, Breeze, Silverburn, Noland was a Cheltenham Festival winner as well. Marcel, I mean, in fact, you got the likes of Monsignor in there as well. I mean, there's some very classy individuals that have won the race, so you can't downgrade it to a Grade 2 because the horses are turning up and the good horses are sort of taking part in this contest. The Challow Hurdle will probably be the weaker one of the two, but the Tolworth Hurdle is always the race that at the time you think, this isn't a very good race.
Yeah.
And then further down the line you think, wow, that was a really good race, because they go on and win. I mean, even Phineas Oscar last year beat the likes of Capitaine, who went on to bigger and better things. Further down the line, York Hill beat 007. Lamy Surge beat a couple of decent horses as well. So classy individuals do take part in the contest. It's just a shame that they're not running for more prize money.
Yeah, definitely. And you wouldn't want to take away from the prize money that's in the veteran series though as well, because that's been massively popular. But I suppose we just compare the two because they are side by side on the race card, and one's a Grade 1 and one's a handicap.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much difference between them as well. It's over £30,000 difference to the winner.
Yes.
I get why there's so much money for the veterans.
Yeah.
Because it's a series and you've got to qualify for it.
Yeah.
It's a long old. A long old road with especially horses like Ben Benz, who's 13 years old. Pete the Feet, 14, won this race last year, and he's been in great form. He won at Sandown last time out. It's a great race. It's a great initiative as well. So I'm looking forward to the Veterans Chase almost more than the Tolworth Hurdle, because it's one of the star attractions of the entire meeting. But just more prize money for the Tolworth Hurdle wouldn't go amiss. For all that, we're not actually missing out on the top class horses that turn up.
No, true. One final point on this then. Does the lack of prize money in this encourage people who've got a very good novice hurdler to send it into a handicap race, the Betfair Hurdle, something like that, which has got significantly more prize money?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I get the feeling that from a long way out, the likes of Nicky Henderson especially would have his Betfair Hurdle horse pointed out. I mean, they ran Darlan in the race when he fell before the Supreme. My Turn Out Yours ran in the race and bolted up in it before he ran second in the Supreme as well. So they may be pinpointed from a fair way from the Betfair Hurdle or the likes on who's actually going to take part in that contest. But I mean, in horse racing, we've just got natural stepping stones now, haven't we?
Yes.
The Tolworth Hurdle. I mean, there's different races, aren't there? The Kennel Gate over Christmas as well at Ascot. Then you've got the stepping stones going forward towards the Cheltenham Festival as well. It's almost the tried and tested pattern that suddenly everyone adopts and now wants to go for, just not running for that much in a sense of prize money. But I can't see that changing anytime soon.
No, it's a fair point. Let's look at this year's renewal of the Tolworth then, coming up at 2:25 on Saturday at Sandown, a Grade 1 over just shy of 2 miles. A field of potentially six contesting this year's event. Sussex Ranger is doubly engaged with the Grade 1 race over at Chepstow as well, so that one's participation perhaps a little bit in doubt. The betting's going to see this as a joint favourite scenario between Kalashnikov and Western Rider. Western Rider's the one who's perhaps performed on the bigger tracks, if you like, with Kalashnikov winning at Wetherby and Doncaster, but couldn't have been more impressive in those two victories over hurdles.
Who's that, Western Rider?
Kalashnikov.
I think we both agree that he's the one that we take in this race. He's 3 from 3 so far. I think it might be even Amy Murphy's first Grade 1 runner, in a sense. And I think he can get the job done, because he's such an awesome horse to look at. He won at Wetherby at the start of the year, jumped really well on the whole, and he left a really sort of good taste for it on the race course. And you thought, where's he going to go after this? He went and beat Irish Prophecy as a useful horse for Emma Lavelle at Doncaster at the time after, and beat him 10 lengths. He beat him absolutely senseless. And Jack Quinlan didn't have to do a great deal on him. Coming towards the last, was still travelling pretty well. As soon as he said go, Kalashnikov said how far, and won the race as easy as he likes. This is the obvious stepping stone for him. For all that, I don't think he's overly a two-miler. When he steps up in trip, I think he'll be a serious horse for the Cheltenham Festival. If he were to have any aim, I wouldn't be thinking about the Supreme for him. I wouldn't have that on my mind. I'd have him much more a Ballymore horse. 2.5 I think would be ideal for him. He's still got to answer the question on whether
a genuine good ground will suit him, but that's a question for another time, because it's going to be pretty testing at Sandown. That will suit. But Western Rider surprised me last time around, in a sense that he really dug deep and battled on. He was a horse I very much liked in his bumper days, and I backed him at Aintree, backed him at Cheltenham, and he ran perfectly respectable races in both. But he got revenge on Lawler last time out, who's becoming a little bit disappointing now. But Western Rider, he may have had the rail, but he battled on very bravely up the hill. He was off the bridle a long way from home under Richard Johnson. He takes the ride again. I would imagine they'd be the first two home, but I think Kalashnikov can just get the better of him.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Kalashnikov, the selection in the Tolworth, and as we said many times before, great to see a smaller operation with a serious chance in a Grade One.
Yeah, I think these colours had a second in the Tolworth hurdle a few years ago as well with Pendra before he moved to the JP McManus outfit. So a race that Connections may have targeted throughout the years. But good for Amy Murphy to get a runner like this, and a high-profile one. I'll just throw in as well the Russian Doyen, who I think could run a big race. He's had a couple of starts in bumpers, was beaten the length and three quarters by Mont de Avalois on debut. That came at Chepstow. There's a length and three quarters between them on that day. There's 12-1, I think, for the moment anyway, for the Russian Doyen, and 13-2 about Mont de Avalois. They're a little bit too far apart, and the Russian Doyen was very impressive on his hurdles debut at Chepstow. I think he's one that could surprise a few, for all that I struggle to see him getting in the two for tomorrow.
Okay, and the Welsh National is the other one that we'll take a look at on Saturday. Hopeful that one will go ahead. 2:05 start time for the Welsh Grand National. 3 miles and 5 furlong is the trip for this Grade 3 handicap chase. Most of the big boys have stood their ground, the exception being Rock the Casbah, who has come out of the race. But apart from that, the majority of the anti-post fancies line up, Luke, and it should be a good renewal in what is likely to be testing, to say the very least, at Chepstow. I think one more drop of rain might push them over the limit at Chepstow.
They've run it in terrible conditions. I think Mountainous, when he won it, you could barely recognise a horse underneath the mud that was attached to him. But it's usually run in the traditional conditions, but we usually get some good horses winning the race, like Synchronise winning a few years ago, Le Beau Bay, Mountainous.
Native River last year, who went on to run in the Gold Cup.
Exactly. So it's become a classy race once again. Halcon Gianellardi a few years ago as well. He was an outsider Gold Cup sort anyway. But I think if the absence from the race being abandoned first time up has suited anything, it would be Beware the Bear, who ran... They were umming and ahhing whether to run him, weren't they? And then suddenly they go, OK, right, we will run him. And then it was abandoned. He's had a little bit more time to get over his exertions from Newcastle, where he beat Bishops at Bishops Road. Off a mark of 149, he could be an interesting one, but the market's well found him now, albeit I say well found, it's 10-1 the field around that. It's an interesting betting race.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one that you've landed on is one that you mentioned in passing there, a horse that we both have less than fond memories of in recent times.
It's story time with Sam and Lee. Bishop's Road.
Let's moan about horses that have let us down.
Bishop's Road is said horse for Kerry Lee, who's enjoying a really good time of things. I think she's 3 from her last 12.
She had a great Christmas period, didn't she?
The form is really on an upward turn. Jamie Moore in the saddle for Bishop's Road, who is a horse that I backed for the Grand National a couple of years ago now, was it? And he got balloted out 41st on the list, and then there's a non-runner just after that, so he should have got in really and didn't. He went to the top, and I think we both backed him in the top.
Yep.
He unseated at the first or second, then went to Sandown for the Bet365 and thought, right, this is where we get our money back. And he fell at the first. it was just a mess. But there was a lot to like about his effort in the rehearsal chase at Newcastle last time around, behind Beware the Bear, who ran a curious race. The saddle was slipping all the while. He dropped himself out halfway and then plugged on. Bishop's Road was the more honest of the two, or honest we'll say with bated breath. But I get the feeling that Bishop's Road, for this sort of race and softer ground, may be able to get his revenge. But where the Bear's got £4 extra on his back, Bishop's Road gets to run off the same mark here. I just get the feeling that this has been his target for a long time now, Bishop's Road. The ground's going to be fine. The trip's going to be fine. He jumped really well at Newcastle as well. I think they might have missed out the final fence, or they went round one late on in the day, which probably wouldn't have suited Bishop's Road. His jumping was fantastic on the afternoon. But I think he could be the one, or he would be the one that I'd side with, but very much wary of Beware the Bear. You'd be wary of quite a few of these because there's some really good horses. This is probably one of the best Welsh Nationals that I remember in recent years anyway.
Yeah, I think I would definitely agree with that. Bishop's Road, the choice then, that'll be him coming down at the first.
Oh yeah, he's got no chance of making it down. Want to mention this at the big price, and I'll probably have a saver on him wherever he goes really, because he's also in the veterans chase at Sandown, is Ophelan's boy. Rebecca Curtis has had an absolutely horrible season so far, but Ophelan's boy is pretty classy. Barry Geraghty's jocked up to ride him, I think, both at Chepstow and at Sandown, so I'm not sure where he's going to go. But it appears that Rebecca Curtis has gone to quite a trouble to book Barry Geraghty on board. I think Barry Geraghty rode when he won the RSA a few years ago, beating the likes of Smad Place and a few good horses. But the interesting bit is he's had a breathing operation since his last run. The cheek pieces have come off, the tongue ties come off, and this could just be his Gold Cup wherever he goes, because they're valuable prizes at Chepstow and also at Sandown. It'd be a big enough price on both races. I'd probably rather he went to Sandown, because I get the feeling it might be a little bit easier ground than Chepstow, albeit it's not going to be good ground wherever. But let's get a feeling that a Phelan's boy could run a big race tomorrow afternoon wherever he goes, so I'd keep an eye on him.
Okay, two to consider then in the Welsh National. Thank you for that, Luke. Just remind us of your two fancies then for Saturday's racing.
Kalashnikov in the Tolworth Hurdle and Bishop's Road in the Welsh National. One thing I'm going to do tomorrow that I would advise people to do until they lose is
gamble responsibly.
Yeah, exactly. Just join me. is have a multiple on Kerry Lee's horses.
Okay.
In the sense, I think Bishop's Road will run a big race. I think Gassan Golf will run a big race as well at Sandown. He's in a much weaker race than he's used to. I mean, we used to Gassan Golf placing in Imperial Cups through the years, but he's in a much weaker race. The yard are in much better form now than they were since we last saw him, but I get the feeling that he might be able to come back into a bit of form. She's also got the likes of Alfie Spinner, albeit that's running against Bishop's Road, and Gino Trail should run a big race at Sandown as well, but it's just got the feel of a big Saturday for Kerry Lee, which we became so accustomed to last year and 2 years
ago. Yeah, of course, yeah. Thank you for that, Luke. You can tune into William Hill's Racing Radio, listen to all the action. You'll be in the studio, won't you, on Saturday?
I am. I'm
part-timer.
I am, yes. Chelsea are playing Norwich in the evening, and I was drafted in as a late substitute.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it's me, Gareth, and Kevin O'Malley.
Kevin O'Malley, yeah, it is.
Kevin O'Malley. And then Gareth have taken over for the evening.
Gareth and Kevin can do the hard yards.
Exactly. I'm just gonna fly by in the afternoon. Yeah.
But you've been drafted in anyway, so we'll give you the benefits of the doubt.
I'm just doing things I shouldn't be doing at the moment.
Yeah, you can join Luke, Kevin, and Gareth on Racing Radio then for all of the action on Saturday as it happens. Thank you for that, Luke, and best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.